Hi guys, today I want to look at being a musician and wanting to succeed or get monetized on YouTube. The first question that most people ask if you're a musician is this even possible? The answer to that is yes, it is possible. But there probably are certain ways that you need to go about it. Looking back, if I follow some of the ideas that I've put into this video, I think I would have succeeded a lot earlier. Now, before we start, this is the way that I see YouTube. If you're doing something, let's say boxing or football, and you're doing analysis, maybe you're talking about the manager, the game coming up, or if it's a boxer, maybe you're talking about the fight that's coming up, the opponents, the fours and against, advantages, disadvantages, you can make a video like that, and it's very simple to edit. And you could do like 20 or 30 minutes. Now, if you're doing that regularly, because it's easy to do, and plus you're going to be into it, you're going to be excited, especially if it's a boxing match, you're going to be looking forward to it, or a football match, you're going to be looking forward to it. And it's easy to find content because you're impassioned, and so is your audience. So you can make long content, and you can gradually build your channel a lot faster, because it doesn't really require so much. Now, if you're a musician, you've got a lesson, so you have to have something that's ordered that somebody can learn something from. You're going to have to get the notation, the tablature. Then you're going to have to edit it, and then you're going to have really exceptionally good sound. Sound quality is the most important thing, more important than video quality and all of the fancy lighting. Sound is absolutely everything. Then when you have all of this, of course, you've got to edit it. Now, when I make music videos, it probably takes about 3 minutes to do the music. It depends how long the video is going to be. Maybe 5 minutes, let's say, maximum. Basically, you just record it. But once you've got that 5 minutes down, then you're talking probably about 2 to 3 or more hours in editing. And this is where the problem lies, because editing is a bit like mixing, in a sense, as a musician. If you're editing, like I say, a football video, it doesn't really matter because you're just discussing something. When you're editing a music video and you're teaching something, let's say, then it has to sound good. And you have to edit it extremely well to get the message across. And that's like mixing, trying to make each second of the song sound amazing. Or in this case, a video, each second of the video sounding interesting and keeping the viewer's interest and making it interesting for them so that they can also learn something or enjoy what you're doing. This is the sort of dilemma that you have to deal with. And again, it's like making music. You record the song, let's say you do it in one take. Let's say you do it in 3 takes, and it's a wonderful experience. Then you've got to mix it and master it before you even think about putting it out there. And then you might find that the song that you recorded, which was amazing, great performance, but the mix is rubbish, or it's difficult to mix. And it's like that with video. You make a great video, and your playing's great, and you've got a great lesson, let's say, and then you find it extremely difficult to edit it, or you find you need to put the bit at the back at the front, the bit at the front in the middle, and then you have to make an arrangement, and that takes even more time. And this is why people get frustrated when doing music, because you have to organize all of this stuff, and video editing can take hours. On top of that, you've got to write the notation out, you've got to write the tablature out, then you've got to cut and splice all of that and fit that into the video, into the relevant spaces where it needs to go. And then you've got to upload it, and you put it on various websites and social media, on YouTube, you've got all the keywords to do, you've got to do a really good thumbnail, so you've got to go to an editing software to go and do that. And it all takes an extreme amount of time and work and dedication to do it. This is where most people start to get fed up and find it more time-consuming and more difficult to do than they realise. Because the music or the example or the lesson, if you're in a classroom, you could get that message across in 1 minute. Whereas to put it on YouTube, it might take you 5 hours. And that's really where you have to start to think, hold on, how am I going to do this as a musician? And that's the point of this video, is me explaining different ways for a musician to go about it. Because if you're a musician, you have to have a way of going about it. You have to have a plan, and then you can do it. Okay, first thing I would do if I was starting out again is I would have live streams. So I would live stream something. Let's say it's my favourite album. I would live stream that for an hour and talk about it. Because that would be interesting for me. I know other people would find that interesting. Or I would do reaction videos. So I would do one stream a week purely to get the hours. Because once you start to get the subscribers, you need the hours going up. And that's where people get the problem. It's not getting subscribers that's difficult. It's getting the hours. Because you need 4,000 hours. And getting 4,000 hours, for me, I made over 400 videos before I even got monetized. You know, because I went about it the wrong way. I made short little videos and I should have done long streaming videos. Which was a plan that I wanted to do, but I said to myself, whatever I do on YouTube, I've got to be very passionate about. Because when you're making a video, it doesn't matter what kind of video you're making, you need to be passionate. It's no good doing it just to try and get views or whatever. You need to be really into it. But once you're into one video, it'll get you into the next video, into the next video, and then it starts to build. So that's the first thing I would do. I would consider streaming, doing a live stream. And that will help your hours immensely. Another thing I would do, which I did, which is have a website. You don't have to have a proper website. You could just get a blog. Like this one here is extremely good. It used to be, I'm not saying it still is, but you've still got WordPress and Blogger. They're all free. And it's useful when you make a video and you have a link and people go to your blog. But when you're there, you can write just a paragraph about why you made that video. For instance, you might have been influenced by a certain piece of music, or maybe you're in the middle of writing something or composing something and saying, well, I'm working on this, I'm working on that. It could just be like one chord that you use. So I use this beautiful chord, this augmented chord, and it really helped with the structure of the composition and this sort of thing. You only need a paragraph, a short paragraph. But when you have a blog, people come to that blog. So let's say you were influenced by Eric Johnson, and maybe you put a picture of Eric Johnson on your blog, or a short pentatonic Eric Johnson phrase in notation or tablature. Some of those will go over onto Google, onto the Google page, and people who don't even know about your YouTube might be looking for Eric Johnson one day, and they will see that on Google. They in turn will then click on that, and that will take them to your YouTube video. So that happens a lot. I'm not saying you're going to get lots of viewers or subscribers by having a blog, but it really helps going from the outside, drawing people into YouTube. And as a musician, you have to use every tool available. When you make a video, you really need to put it onto Facebook, onto Reddit. So let's say you make a song that sounds like Paul Simon. So you find a Paul Simon appreciation on Reddit. Or let's say you make a piece of music like Beethoven. You find a classical music or classical composers on Reddit or something. And you need to put your music on there. There you'll get some more subscribers and views. Facebook again, and Twitter, but I don't really get that much from Twitter. Instagram's another one though. You don't get loads from this, but they will help. Every subscriber you get, it's like compound interest with money. You put like a £5 in, you just get a little bit of interest, but you get interest from that interest, and interest from that interest, and interest from that interest, and so it all grows. And it's a bit like that with starting out on YouTube. Every subscriber, every comment, every little bit of time that goes into your hours, everything that you get helps your channel grow that little bit more, and it keeps growing and growing and growing. Another thing with a blog is that you get your name and your brand and who you are and what you do out there on Google. Another thing that I did is that I deliberately released some solo piano music so that I could get an artist's channel on YouTube. So my channel is not just a YouTube channel, it's an artist's channel. Also, I have my YouTube topic page as a musical artist. So if you've made any records, or you have any releases, or you have any music that's uploadable that's good, that you like, you think it's good quality, you can put it out there. It's a good idea to go on something like CD Baby or something like that. I use CD Baby because then you can upload it and leave it up there. You don't have to pay every year. Then you can get a Spotify page and Apple Music and all of this sort of thing, and then you'll get your YouTube topic page, and then you can put that integrated as a YouTube artist's channel. All of this goes to help, not just to build your channel, but again, when you're on Spotify, when you're on Apple Music and all of these sort of platforms, you then have your name out there and your brand out there again, and you'll be on Google and you'll start to get Googled more. And when somebody sees you on Google, they'll go to your YouTube. This is really important. You start to build up the whole process. another thing you need to do, which a lot of people will say this is difficult, is that you need to try and get 1,000 subscribers in 1 year. That's one thing I would definitely aim for. But if you can do 2 streams a week, then you can start to build that quite quickly, I think. I didn't, you see, I made short videos. So I was hanging around, really. I was just like that on YouTube, just sort of buzzing around. It wasn't until I started to make more videos, more content, longer videos, and I started to use my website to get people into YouTube. I use Reddit again, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and some other bits and pieces. Anything that's out there, I'd go on. And then it all kind of builds up after a while. Having said all of this, when I started out, I didn't aim to, you know, get monetized or anything. It wasn't even in my mind. I was purely writing a book, and I just wanted to notate some ideas. And the same with my website, to catalog them. So I had a sort of repository, as it were, from which I could catalog all of my ideas to then elaborate on them in a book. But the YouTube started to take off. And I noticed with social media and having a website, that really helped me with YouTube massively, massively. At the end of the day, though, it comes down to the quality of the content. Not the quality of the video, the quality of the fancy lights, or the quality of the green screen, or anything like that, a chroma key, all that stuff. It comes down to the quality of the content, and maybe the lesson, or the message, or the melody, whatever is contained within that content. So the content is king, always. It's always going to be. Having said that, it's a bit like a song. You might say to yourself, this song is a hit song. You put it out there and nobody cares. Nobody thinks it's a hit song. You might put out something that you think is below standard, and you put it out there and you're embarrassed, you don't want it out there, but lots of people like it. It's a hit. And you'll think, how can that be a hit? There's lots of videos that I've put out there that I didn't want put out there, but I had to upload something. I had no choice. And then some of those went on to do extremely well. And it's surprising. You just don't know what's going to be good content sometimes. Sometimes you can guess it because you can say, look, this is an excellent video. Even if people don't like it, this is good content. But a lot of the time, I would say you can't judge it. So quality of content is the key at the end of the day. Anyway, if this video was of any use to you, then please smash the subscribe button, because that really does build this channel and keep it going. Click the like button, because that helps promote the videos with the algorithm. Click the notification button if you like this video, and write a comment if you want. And I'll see you all in the next video. And thank you for watching.